Welcome back to another episode of Black Girl Fly. I'm your girl, Ava Marie.
And I'm Shauna Dixon.
Today, we are touching on a very important topic. And girl, this question is for you. Are you too educated?
My answer is yes, no. I don't know. See, so here's the problem with that statement, though. I think there's a difference between, like, what you would call educated. I'm going to put it out there. I'm tired of seeing Black people going back to college. I'm tired of it.
What you mean?
You got 18 degrees, 18 masters, 12 PhDs, 16 certifications. Ma'am, it's not that serious. I'm putting it out there. Unnecessary. I don't know what you're trying to accomplish.
I'm gonna throw this curveball question in. Do you think it has to do with people's relationship status at all?
No, I don't. You know what? I think I'm gonna say this too. This is also gonna be controversial, but I think that when we become adults, people need a way to celebrate themselves. They need to feel like they've accomplished something. They need to feel like they're adding value. And I think that. I mean, everybody says education is a good thing. So I ain't got nothing else going on. I'm going to go get some education. My job life sucks. I'm not getting valued at work. I'm going to go get some education. My love life sucks. I had a man in 3 years. I'm going to go get an education. I'm single with no kids. I'm going to go get an education.
And they make the path very clear. Take these classes, get this grade. On this date, you will get this certificate.
Everybody will celebrate you. Everybody will celebrate you because you did it.
Yeah, that's a good point. Coming from someone who's specifically addicted to education.
Well, don't get it wrong. I'm not saying that you ever need to stop learning. That is not what I'm saying. I just don't believe that the best way to learn is to go to a university, is to pay these people $80,000 billion to get the certificate. We've come to a new age where everything is at your fingertips. If you want to learn anything in the world, it is not required for you to sit in a university.
Yeah. Education with the new wave of the internet, especially COVID, is literally at our fingertips. I mean, YouTube University on the daily.
Not just that, but Ivy League universities are putting classes online for free.
It's not actually about the learning, is your whole point. Because the learning is out there for free. It's about the recognition that comes with it more so.
Yes.
I had this interesting, I'm pretty sure I told you about this, but when I was, I mean, probably like 25 or so, I've literally been talking about going back for a PhD
forever. And I'm like, dude, don't you already got like a bachelor's, a master's?
For at least 10 years, I've been thinking about this.
And what you going to do with it? What exactly, when you get it, you expect to happen?
I'm still thinking about it. Cost benefit, I keep running that on it. Because it's free. Like, it's free and my field is free. So it's not like it costs you anything.
What about your time?
That's the thing. I can't justify.
Is that free? Add up them hours, put your hourly rate to it and see how much it's costing you.
I know you're not using my trick on me.
Go ahead.
But yeah, so anyways, I'm thinking about, but when I was about 25, I was telling a lady at my job this, and she was old. She was a little bit older than me. I don't know how much older at the time. And she was like, why is it that you want this degree? And I was like telling her, and she's like, what it really sounds like is that you're gonna get this because you don't think people see the value and worth in you without it.
Now I do want to root that in something though. So African-Americans, we have always been demonized, assumed to be stupid, you know, walking in. So there's a lot of historical context for that particular thing. But what I found in practice and a little bit more serious is that getting the education doesn't actually change your circumstance beyond, and there's a threshold, so I want to say. So I found
that there's a threshold.
In getting an undergrad degree, it is valuable. It is, there are studies that show that your earnings over your lifetime increase substantially in the difference between having a high school diploma and a bachelor's degree.
And studies, I think
out there, that's fine.
It has layers though. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
We're not talking about basket weaving. We're not talking about
not
museum
even psychology,
studies,
by the way.
No psychology, no museum studies, like no gender studies. We're talking about, it's usually a technical, tactical degree, right? Yeah. We're talking finance, we're talking engineering, you're going pre-med. Like, it's those fields that are typically a hard science, hard math, something like that. That's going to be in the category. And you can change. We do a lot of identity, power, privilege work. Like, you can change the trajectory of future generations by obtaining.
Now, but I do think, so to that point, though, I do think that we undervalue, I don't know if this is appropriate for this discussion, but we undervalue the trades. So, like, when I say that, though, I mean, you can go, by the way, the trajectory of getting your CPA is not much different from the trajectory of you getting an electrician certificate. The end salary, about the same.
Not the same.
Like, but we don't call that out, right? Or even to go a little lower, I'm going to put it out there. Being a teacher pays about the same much as an HVAC person.
And it requires you to get a master's degree in most states now.
Yes, yes. So what I'm trying to say is, though, is that we have to make sure that we're evaluating the opportunity. I think that you did something that was really cool. We talked about the opportunity cost, right? We talked about understanding why you believe that you need to get that, because I think that that is fundamental in making the decision. And you might find that you're really trying to accomplish something else instead of actually needing this accolade.
And so this is a real scenario for me, y'all, because like I've thought about getting MBAs, I thought about getting these PhDs. The PhD is actually still on the table. But with the
not
MBA,
have something to do with it.
Right. I mean, I would like to work through it live on the podcast right now if we have the time. But the thing about the MBA, I talked to a few people who got MBAs, and the reason I wanted one is because I never learned anything about business in it for either of my degrees. And now I'm running a business. And so there's a lot of things that a lot of mistakes that I made in running the business that I was like, oh, I wonder if this could have been avoided if I had gotten an MBA. Long and short of it is, apparently MBAs don't teach you entrepreneurship. But maybe the specific entrepreneurship programs do. But for me, I actually got my MBA from experience over these last couple of years. I'm like, I don't need to get an MBA because I know a lot of stuff now that I didn't know before. And I also learned new ways to get the information that I needed that doesn't require me to get a degree. And so I feel really settled about that decision. But the PhD is different. And so, and maybe it's not different though, because I've thought about it in two ways. I could grow my expertise in my company. Like, I could lead research projects and fund them through the company and do all of these things. But I still wouldn't be eligible for certain grants and things because I don't have that formal training. On the flip side, though, you could just hire somebody who does, right? Like, you could still do the same stuff and not dedicate the 3 to 5 to 7 years. I know somebody, it took them 10 years to finish that degree. And so I think that's part of the struggle. And then it is for me, the other part you're talking about, like, do I just want the doctor on my name? Like, do I just want that? Because I know that sometimes having it can get you into certain rooms that you would not have been able to get into. So I don't know.
So I do think there's value to that last statement you made, though, that you are right. Sometimes there's value to having it on your name. Now, I'd want to make sure. And so I brought that up because I think that's still the same question stands, is why do you want it? If your answer is, it'll get me to this room to give me the ability to do this thing that I couldn't do without it, I think that is perfectly fine. And a justification, if you can rationalize the return on investment, right? I think that is a perfectly sound way. But if you're also in that boat, that what you just said is that my organization needs this, it'll take you 20 minutes to put up a job rec to get that need. And so I do ask that question. And then even as a business owner or in that scenario where you need that accolade to get there, what if you could outsource that accolade? Like, so, and I'll speak to this, but I heard a saying that was a long time ago that says that the best entrepreneurs are people who know how to put the right people in the right role. And it's not necessarily about them having all the skills, but it's about them hiring the right people, make things happen. And so I think it's the same exercise. It's the same exercise of evaluating why it is that you want it. And if there's another mechanism, a cheaper way, a more efficient way, a more synergistic way to
do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's totally right. I agree really 100% with that. I think the other phrase that I've struggled with, because in my business, is that the CEO's role is business development, right? And business development means like making sure that money is going to still continue to come into this business, because businesses eat money so fast, right? And there are a few different ways to do business development. A lot of ways that, you know, I think the modern day entrepreneur does that is by being the face of their company, right? And like being the face, being in spaces to draw attention, to draw awareness to what they're doing in their company, and then funneling the traffic that way.
Yeah.
I've not wanted to do that in my business, like pretty intentionally. And so I think that's causing a little bit of this, I think, conflict for me. But I think having a PhD would help in that scenario, right? For people who want to get into certain rooms, right? And there are certain rooms that I think that I will want to get into. The question is, do you need to get into those certain rooms? And listen to the other episode we talked about about out-earning your man. Like, the other question is, do I need to grow my business so big, right? Like, maybe it's actually fine the size it is, and I don't need to go into those rooms. But if I want to, that means a completely different size of business. And so I think there's a lot of nuance to this. I don't have an answer, Landy, from this, but you certainly gave me more to think about.
The answer is that education, more education is not always the right answer.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think many of us are not doing it for the proper reasons. And so, but there are some benefits, I think, that we uncovered in this conversation, but it requires a truly strategic analysis of the scenario. And in most cases, it's not going to be the case. So yes, girl, you too educated. That's the answer. Anything else you would like to lay on the people?
I think that's good.
Until next time, y'all, I am your girl, Tanisha Nicole.
And I'm Shauna Dixon.
And we are Black Girl Fly.